A Vimana is a mythical flying machine described in the ancient mythology of India. References to these flying machines are very commonplace in ancient Indian texts, even describing their use in warfare as well as being able to fly within Earth's atmosphere. Vimanas were also said to be able to travel into space and travel submerged underwater as well. There is a very strange story that is out there on the internet that talks about a Vimana being discovered in Afghanistan in a cave, in a hole. I thought we'd bring Stephen Quayle in here. Michael Cremo's talked about these cases before, too. Stephen, welcome back. How are you?
Good, George. Thank you. What a timely, timely story this is to break, because the world's leaders are getting ready to make the grand announcement. The grand announcement will be that, obviously, we're not alone. We're being visited. But the Vimanas are even a more compelling story, because even going back to the time of Babylon and the Chaldean Empire, they stated, let me just give a statement, we'll go from there. The privilege of operating a flying machine is great. The knowledge of flight is among the most ancient of our inheritance, a gift from those from upon high. We received it from them as a means of saving many lives. Now, what's fascinating is whether you're reading it in Sanskrit, whether you're reading it in cuneiform, whether you're reading it, talking about it, there are thousands of pages, not only on the fact that Vimanas exist, but how their propulsion system works, where they get their raw materials. And they describe in great detail, George, I mean, things that make the Pentagon absolutely salivate with the sheer glee of a new ancient weapon system. I was telling Tom Danheiser before we went on the air, I said, in order to understand the future, it's imperative to have a firm grasp of the past. And what's happening is all the world's leaders, all the world's ambassadors, they're all being, if you will, inoculated, and I'm using that word, into the knowledge that's been controlled by so few for so many years for the purpose of spinning it to enable them to complete their control over the planet. So Vimanas and the flying machines that the Babylonians, the Mesopotamians, and all others have written about, and the weapon systems associated with Gurkha talking about in the ancient Vedic texts, talking about the power of 10,000 suns, the vitrified cities, meaning cities turned to glass, radioactive skeletons. All this stuff is so old, and it all has a common theme that a if you will, supernatural group of beings, entities, came to Earth and gave this technology, and the privileged always flew around. Even Chinese emperors had flying ships in their ancient history. I'm talking 4,000 years ago.
This is a strange story, Stephen, in that it falls right on the heels of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton calling every ambassador back to D.C. for a very confidential meeting, which I've never heard of before. It's very strange.
Well, there are claims it's happened before. I can tell you this, based on what I understand, it has never happened before. The scuttlebutt behind all of the different people who are talking out of school, that are being threatened with their lives for talking out of school, is that they're being pretty much primed, if you will, and clued in, because they expect, U.S. government expects a mass backlash against the control of the information on flying saucers, aliens, ancient technology, and all that. So basically, you have to call the boys and girls home to give them a pep talk and a prep talk to prepare them to deal with the world leaders, because this is going to be a quantum shift in thinking. We're talking about an event now, and multiple events and multiple findings. And George, what they're admitting to is nothing compared to what they've had for 50, 60, 70 years. Stargates, as you know, the word time well is used in that article. And what you're also seeing behind the scenes, and the Coast family needs to hear this, and listeners, is that there is a war going on. The Chinese and the Russians and the U.S. and everybody else is vying for the ancient technology. So there's, if you will, a global hunt on for any form of the ancient technology. And there has been a group of people that, thank God, have been trying to keep the bad guys from getting this. But I'm telling you, we see on YouTube, we see actual spaceships firing laser beams at each other. We see masses moving into our solar system. We're seeing the effects on Saturn and Jupiter of when I say electrifying, we're seeing electrical discharges on the planets and the gases. And so we're getting ready to behold some of the most amazing sights, and literally the Norway Spiral and all the things associated with CERN. CERN is a stargate, and it's interesting that when you're dealing with CERN, the most sophisticated technology yet openly admitted to, and there's stuff that's way beyond that. But the point is, they use the god Shiva for their emblem, if you will. And the emblem of Shiva is, what Oppenheimer, one of the inventors of the atom bomb, said he had become the destroyer of worlds. So now we're reading about Vimanas, we're reading about ambassadors being called home, we're being told that all this stuff is going on behind the scenes, and it's right in front of us. And, there's a great word. It's called discernment.
That's right.
Discernment means to be able to tell, to see beyond, to go and probe the real reasons. And I think that the real story is yet to come. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
So this story that's all around the Internet, which is bizarre, there's no question about it, it's bizarre, that a Vimana is in a cave, it's been hidden for 5,000 years, soldiers have merely disappeared trying to remove it. Can you believe that story?
Well, of course I do. Let me share this, and when it's not a question of belief, okay? It's a question of do we get anywhere near the truth of what really has been found? Obviously, the Philadelphia experiment. Have you ever had Al Bielek on your show?
Oh, many times. Many times. Okay. Boy, he's getting up there in age, too, now.
Right. And I mean, the people, and before Phil Schneider was murdered, okay, and mm-hmm. talking about the deep underground military bases, bunkers, and stuff that he worked on, and the alien wars, everything. Again, the thing is that we've been so inculcated with basically lies and diversion, and I'd say perversion of the truth, that now that the ancient technology, the web bots are talking about secrets revealed. They're talking about the hidden technology. I think Cliff High uses the word space goat farts, things that are out of the realm of most people's comprehension. And this is one time, George, where everyone's going to have to basically get out of the box, the dumbed-down television, and start to read a little bit of history, just like what you were reading the background on the Vimanas. It's so astonishing that India has its brightest scientists recreating many of the actual compounds that are used. I mean, they're talking about graphite rods. They're talking about mercury. And what's fascinating, they're talking about cold fusion. That's why you're seeing platinum and palladium absolutely exploding in price. They're two of the rarest precious metals out there, but it's because they're used in this. So we're talking about red mercury. Remember years ago, you and I did a show on red mercury.
That's right.